Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. I'm Alive Now, Matthew Fisher, Emily T, Arca Von Ellis, Robertson Whitney, Hecate Kennedy, Abe Kenmore, Keir C, Matthew Entercott, Hal Moncrief. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 93 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, and with me today I have
Helen Gould,
Lydia Nicholas,
Bryn Monroe,
and Ben Merritt.
And who are you playing?
Sasha Rackett, who's asking?
Hamitsla Harunata Han.
Azu.
Chrisop Drickak Tamsazan.
Super impressed.
That was amazing, apart from the fact you forgot to say your own name at the very top of the episode.
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm a failure. I failed to intro the show.
What is this failure's name?
Alexander J. Newell, also known as Alex Newell.
There we go.
Well, I feel awkward.
I've never cracked that pseudonym before.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Oh, my word.
Dastardly.
All this time. Wow, you've been basically doing two people's jobs. I thought, wow, that's such
a coincidence. I tried to do I am Lord Voldemort, but the letters, they don't...
So convenient that he had a.
I know,
name
right? Some people have all the luck. Anyway. Okay, we're getting better. I've at least managed to split the party from 3 to 2. Mm. And you're all alive.
Hooray!
Ish, in Sasha's case. But, you know, like.
Don't rub it in, all right?
It's almost a win.
Sensitive topic.
I'm going to pick up pretty much where we left off, which is we have the majority of the party in a pub with Howard Carter, who's convinced he's ruined the world. Oh. Mm-hmm. Hamid, you have returned to the family domicile after having the Tahan equivalent of the talk almost with your dad. Like, you now.
He told me about sex.
It's not about sex. It's about the fact that you're incredibly rich and corrupt and will never face responsibility.
That's what I said, the Tahan talk.
Yeah.
It's been passed down from father to son for as long. Anyway. So I'm going to actually pick up with the pub first for the simple reason that I feel like Hamid needs some downtime, if nothing else. Mm. He has just announced himself before reaching for the nearest bottle and kind of collapsing again.
And then got confused about brain machines.
Yep. Yes. What?
Oh. Sorry, I thought I'd actually caught up, but looks like maybe not.
No, the machines were made of brains, but he might not know that if he's been drunk that much.
What? He was like the whole... The machines are made of brains?
Yeah.
How can a curse reach so far and
Wait,
so wide?
Are you just mainly worried about the weather?
What? No! I mean, that's a good chunk of it, of course I caused that, but... I mean, suddenly all the machines are full of brains. Doesn't that scream curse to you?
Mate, I got a thought. It's possible that not all this is about you.
A comforting thought, but can you prove it?
No!
That's fair.
Wait, no, but you can, right?
Well, I mean, not really. It's possible that my mate got killed and his brain taken out.
I'm so sorry my curse caused your mate to get killed and have his brain taken out.
It could be all the gangs of London and France, and it seems even here are all connected, and that all developed over hundreds of years due to this guy's curse. It's possible.
I never even considered it would work backwards in time.
Oh no!
Oh god!
I think it worked it out.
Possible that Hamid's brother murdered someone because of this curse.
I'm sorry.
No. I think Sasha, stop.
No,
stop
just
this.
You
looking at Howard.
Stand up straight.
I am.
He's not.
It's okay. Possible that all the tentacle monsters... Many tentacle monsters.
I know, right?
I'll walk up to him and just kick him in the shins.
Ow, I deserve
Stop.
This.
Oh, wait,
I deserve
Stop
this.
It. No,
I'm
everything
so
is your
sorry.
Sober up.
We finally met the protagonist and you're kicking him in the shins.
How... Okay, what can I do to calm this...
You tell me. You're the player character.
Well, it's Roker!
This is the correct response. I feel like you've got your first like Pokemon gym badge. Exasperation.
Is diplomacy a thing that could...
Yeah.
Okay.
Just give me the roll.
Every time.
Five?
Yes.
So try and try and help.
I'm kicking still.
You know what?
Harder! Do it better! Wait!
As it begins to sort of...
I deserve this.
Smack him a bit as well. Snap out of it. Stop.
You're right, stop harder. Doing... Really, really lay into me.
Wait, no! Okay, no, I think this is now a bit of a sex thing. So
what's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with
the
you?
The whole world is cursed. How could you even think about that kind of thing? Yes.
God, for the sake!
Grab him by the collar, drag him down to my level, which is probably quite painful. And I'll use my diplomacy check to try and snap him out of it.
Hey,
23.
I do a good job.
Look, not everything is about you, okay? So sober up, get your act together, and work on sorting it out, okay?
You're right. No, yeah, you're right. He sort of stands, goes across to reach a bottle, reaches past it for a glass of water, splashes it in his face. You're right. We need to fix this. To the Tahan branch. All of us, let's go. Oh, we're gonna solve this.
Yes, but
we're gonna
maybe
fix this
quickly. We just go to the Tahan house.
To the Tahan house.
Good.
Where is it?
We know the way.
Brilliant.
Hi-ho, topaz!
A camel appears in the middle of the pub. It has low ceilings. The camel is squeezed in order to fit.
Oops. Okay.
That's camel for this room is not of sufficient size for me to stand
humps.
Up in.
My love.
And scene.
Makes me so happy. That makes me so happy. So, I am happy...
Is Topaz a lady camel?
No.
My lovely lady humps. I was thinking of Topaz as a female.
Okay.
Then Topaz is now a female.
And lovely lady humps.
So, we are going to accelerate time. Presumably you are heading to the Tahan house, or did you say you were and you're going to drop him in the river or something?
No, we're holding the plot, Alex.
I would like to go back to the house and not to a river.
I'm going to accelerate time to... You made it to the cape and found absolute chaos. Just quickly, rather than RPing it, how do you intend to enter the house without driving through the whole crowd, or do you do so?
I think Azu
the paparazzi at their worst.
The paparazzi?
Like, at their worst. Like, all reporters and crowds all up at the front, all pressed in.
We've got a delivery. The delivery entrance got a very urgent delivery.
Of a person.
Of a person. This camel is carrying a delivery.
So one of the gate guards that originally let you in sees you and is just kind of gesturing to go around the side. Mm-hmm. Loudly, Howard is sort of yelling out at them all, "I'm sorry, you're right to be upset! You are all..." He's like standing in there now.
Just knock him out till he sobers
up. Of course, you have it's an important NPC because Alex has made him incredibly irritating.
You are all right to form a mob. Together we'll bring justice. Okay. Justice.
Only Francois Henri was not annoying, and that's because his brain had fallen out.
Oh my gosh. I ride the camel. I do not drive the camel.
Flintstone style.
Yes.
So, heading around the side of the building, yes, there is a less obtrusive service entrance. There's a couple of reporters there who are trying their luck. They occasionally, you see them as you're going, one of them's trying to climb up and get quietly booped on the head, they fall, like, they're not getting in. Yes. The side entrance let you in. They've obviously dealt with you. They saw you at the party killing a hooded figure that was an assassin. So, you know,
fantastic.
They're all on your side. I'm going to accelerate to roll in the house. Mm-hmm. Hamid, where would you be?
Time has synced up perfectly,
thank
God. Yeah. In the dining room. It's a meal time, right?
Standard.
Probably.
You're all shown into the dining room to find Hamid there. Howard Carter is there, and he sits. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Quietly.
Oi!
Thank goodness.
Starts dozing again.
Hello, Hamid.
Hey, guys, where did you go?
Out and about. We found a new friend.
Okay.
He reckons he's behind the the sand.
Yes, he seems important.
Wait, what?
He says he has business to fix with your family.
Mm. Okay.
Some kind of curse.
What?
Is there a family curse?
No.
Tombs?
No, not really.
Dragon tombs?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it's different. Well, he said he had to go to a tan branch, so we thought, you know.
I feel like he ought to stand and say, I'm sorry, I thought I was the plot, and leaves.
Well, Hamid, how are you?
Well, it's been difficult, as you might imagine. Father's been arrested.
Why?
What? Eh?
He has turned himself in for Salah's crimes.
Wait.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Wait, Salah did crimes?
Yep.
What kind of crimes?
How bad?
Pretty bad.
Are these two different people? Because they got...
So, yes, my father is also called Salah. It's tradition for the eldest son to be named after the father.
So, wait, right. So your dad's been arrested for your brother's really bad crimes. Why? Yep. Why wasn't... I'm not following.
That's not how...
Yeah, why didn't your brother get arrested? Yeah.
That is not justice.
No.
Families are complicated, guys.
No, not really.
Justice is not
complicated. If someone does a bad crime... Yeah.
You turn them out into the wilderness.
Well, I mean, okay.
What?
All right.
That seems very extreme.
They have to face the consequences of what they've done.
Wilderness.
Wait. You said it was a... What did Salah do?
He got involved in some... with a gang, basically. A criminal gang.
When? What did he do? Because that's not... Like, actually getting involved with naughty people is not a crime, is it?
I mean, you're all involved with me.
You're not a criminal. Are you?
I mean, we've all got a past, Azu. Like, we've all done things that we're not particularly proud of.
Grizzop just cut off a man's legs.
No!
Wait, why?
Hey!
You cut off someone's leg!
No!
Why?
No!
What did you do?
Sasha takes a drink from it the wasn't drink his he has fault. Carried...
Don't
think of another one. He's just like, yeah, it was great.
Don't change the subject, okay? No. Look, I shot his legs off accidentally. It was supposed to be a warning, all right? And I put them back on, I think. But we're at...
think you put someone...
Okay.
It's not his fault, Howard Carstens.
You shut up.
What have you got to do with anything?
No, wait. Okay, look. No, don't change the damn subject, all right? What did your brother do?
He killed someone.
And he's getting away with it?
No!
He's a murderer.
What's he doing then?
You're sending him to prison?
No.
He's been arrested? People know that he's a murderer?
No.
So, wait, sorry. Just run the whole, like...
Grizzop. Hamid's rich.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
So you've covered it up?
No, it makes
sense. Not entirely!
Wait, hang on a minute.
No, that's how
I thought better of you, Hamid.
Yeah, how do you... So
it wasn't really my decision, guys.
Okay. Well, you could go out there and say, my brother did it, not my dad.
Is that why all the paparazzi are there?
Yes.
But they...
My dad's quite a famous, successful person. He's just confessed to a crime.
I don't keep up with the gossip.
No.
That your brother did.
Has this never happened to any of you? Have none of you ever lied to cover for someone that you cared about? Is this really such a strange concept that a man might want to protect his family?
Sorry, just stop me there. Not if they're a murderer.
It was an accident.
Sorry, murders aren't accidental. That's manslaughter.
You just shot someone's legs off accidentally. That seems more or less the same thing to me.
Well, no, because then I put their legs back on and they're still alive.
Yeah. And if that person had died before you'd got to them, it would be the curse! Shut up!
He sits back down.
He broke a chair over my head.
Yeah, he did start it. It'd be self-defence.
Yeah, we were in a very rough situation.
I mean, did Salah kill this person as part of, like, a job for the meritocrats?
Yeah, maybe. Or in self-defence.
Or, like...
Yes, self-defence.
I mean, technically it was self-defence in a way.
Oh, okay, right. No, that's not a good way to say that. What was the context?
He was in the middle of committing a crime, and this person tried to stop him.
That's not good context.
No,
I know! I'm not defending this!
Well, no, you are! You are, because you're covering it up! Covering it up! He's not paying for his crime of doing a murder while doing another crime! How do you not see that this is maybe a bad thing?
I agree with Grizzop.
My father has just been arrested! My father! him then.
Okay. Arrest him.
Someone's already been arrested. You can't arrest two people for the crime that one person committed.
They arrested him, right?
Ooh, that went deep. This is my real voice.
This is the sound of justice, Grizzle.
Yeah, I am actually Batman. Sorry, Batman.
Oh, my thing.
But the wrong person got arrested.
What? That's adding another
crime.
There are
other ways to pay for a crime other than being arrested. You know what? Like,
so you're going to like send him to a flaming poo dimension or something?
A what?
That sounds appropriate.
That was a thing with Bertie. No, I was hoping that you guys might help me figure out a different way.
Put him in prison for doing a murder.
How does being in prison help?
I mean, it's a consequence.
He wouldn't be able to kill other people, except other people in prison. And they're probably as hard as him, frankly.
It will be
given
penance.
What I've seen.
Yeah. You know, like, you know when you do a bad thing and
making up for...
Yeah, and you
yes, you do a bad thing and you make up for it. Being in prison doesn't give you the opportunity to do that. It's not a penance, it's a punishment.
Hang on a minute.
Different.
No, hang on a minute. Look, just a quick thing. Throughout this whole thing, you're thinking entirely about you and your family, right? Did the person who died have a family?
Yes.
And how are they going to see justice?
Look, well, someone's going to prison for that, but and also they're being paid three times that man's salary for the rest of their lives.
Do you think that they care about money? One of their family members have died.
They probably do care about money. I mean, they're probably not rich like
that. Yeah, so not in that context.
They want to eat.
Yeah, but like, what? Sorry we killed
you. We can't bring him back to life, Grizzop.
Someone's going to pay for the crimes.
Someone is.
Ahmed, that's...
How it works.
It's fine, guys. He was a friend of Bertie's. He's a rich guy. It just works out for them, right? They get to choose who suffers.
That is not how the world works either.
That
Where
is
how your brother?
The world works. Sasha grabs a bottle of something from the table.
Very
and
well.
Wanders out.
Right.
Yeah, Azu also walks out to go and find
your
brother.
You stay here. Look, if you cannot accept that sometimes there are different paths to punishment, to penance, then we are just going to disband this company right now. Because frankly, if this is your attitude to my brother, then clearly none of you want to work with me either. So let's just go our separate ways and I will defend my family.
I literally raise my finger and point at you.
Okay, sure.
Sort of pointlessly, but step in front of Azu and draw my bow.
Mm. Oh, Azu looks down at you very sadly.
I thought we were friends. If you can't just at least stay in this room and help me figure something out calmly without rushing off to do something about it.
I am not going to be held complicit in this horrific miscarriage of justice. I get the point of helping the people you love. But sometimes they need to pay for what they've done properly. You are in the incredibly lucky position of, as Sasha says, being able to choose who goes down. So you make the right choice. I thought better of you than this.
The choice has been taken out of my hands.
No, it hasn't. Because you can tell the truth.
I will not go back on my father's sacrifice for this family.
He shouldn't have to make the sacrifice.
What's he protecting?
What is the point of a sacrifice if it does no good? Your brother will not learn.
And what's he protecting? The company? Your money? Your bank?
He is protecting his son.
Who murdered somebody.
And so have I!
You murdered someone. Yeah, I mean, we've all killed people, Hamid. Like, I mean, it was part of your work, right? You're talking about part of the meritocratic
work. No, I'm talking about the reason I got kicked out of university.
Oh, you're a murderer too. Okay. Rich people, man. Just laughs and takes a swig of a drink.
So how long were you in for?
I wasn't.
Oh.
So that is why you think this is all right?
Nothing about this is all right.
But you are letting it continue.
I am trying to do what is best for my family. I'm trying to find other ways to make up. My father is going for prison. I don't understand why you don't. Why the rest of you don't seem to understand that that is worse than my brother going to prison.
So why is he doing it?
Yeah.
Like, mate, you. I don't know what you're.
Is this concept really so alien, this idea of sacrifice?
Hamid, look around. You're currently the only person in this room who thinks it's okay. What's different about you than to us?
I mean, no, I think that's how it works, isn't it? It's always how it works.
But that's not what we're in the game for. We're in it to change things for the better. Why do you think we're paladins?
That is fair.
Did your brother agree to this?
He doesn't even know.
We should tell him.
Yeah, maybe give him the choice.
Yes, I was going to talk to him about it after I talked to my friends to try and figure out what to do next.
All right.
Because I'm lost in this situation and you just want to rush off and make it worse.
Well, let's go give him the choice.
No!
Oh, I thought you said we were going to do that.
No, because I don't trust you right now.
You don't trust us?
No.
All right.
Because you can't see any route to a solution other than to just... throw him away for making one mistake.
He murdered somebody. That's not a mistake.
I murdered someone and it was a mistake.
I thought you had
no idea about what the situation was. How can you possibly know?
Wait. You said he got... I mean, he's involved with Barrett. Ahmed, that doesn't happen...
Everyone give me a perception check.
18.
What do I add to that again?
Perception, which is on my list.
Okay. Oh, that's 22. Mm-hmm. 25.
Oh, sorry.
That's
okay. I
forgot
dice. Oh. Natural 20.
So, everyone notices then. Howard looks up at that one and looks to all of you. What? Why, what?
Barrett.
You with them.
No,
you brought this on everyone's heads, okay?
That's a change.
You know, okay, if it weren't for you and all of your your things...
I thought it was your fault.
It is, because I was with you, but if I wasn't with you, then it wouldn't have been a problem.
We're not with Barrett.
No.
We just know about Barrett. Like, knowing about something doesn't make you... it. Like, with the thing,
yeah.
I know of a lot of people. Doesn't make me a meritocrat.
We're against Barrett, are
good.
You?
Good! To the Tahan branch!
Wait! We're in the... Can you make him sleep, Hamid?
Oh, maybe.
I cast sleep.
How many hit dice is it for?
It's only a 4 hit dice. So if he's got more than 4 hit dice, it just does nothing. That's what I assumed, yeah.
No!
He's got 4 hit...
Well, we all have
we
6
have 6.
Because your level is like...
So if he has 5 or more, if it's 4, it can still work.
I have no idea what that means.
You're fine.
It's basically how many levels
has he got?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, okay. I have a job to do. I gotta find the Tahans. I'm gonna give them a seeing to. You know, it's all their fault.
I'm right here.
Yes.
Who are you?
Hamid Salah Harun Al Tahan. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
You! Destroyer!
Maybe.
He sort of staggers towards you and starts fumbling around. He finds a spoon and brandishes at you. You! You're the reason it's all wrong.
So it would appear.
Is that thing right? You assume the nice posh ones are all nice. It turns out they've done so much stuff.
I know! We told them! We told them there was a tomb right there and they just go ahead and use it anyway and this is what happens.
Who with what now? What tomb? Where?
What do you think?
I literally have no idea what you're doing in this room, in this conversation, or what anything you're saying has any relation to.
Still brandishing the spoon. I have something to tell you.
Please say it.
And I'll take a break and then tell you after. And welcome back. So, I believe I was accusing you of all of the world's ills.
You were going to know. You were going to tell us something.
Yeah. Was that it? Was that it?
With a spoon.
With a spoon! You! On your watch, even after we warned you that there were problems, okay? I wouldn't have had to break in, okay? I wouldn't have had to break into that place if you'd have all listened in the first place. But no. The big Tahans, they know everything. And they know where they can build their things. Well, look. It's all wrong, isn't it? And
yes!
I have to fall in with... bad crowds and curses and... Oh, it's all my fault, except for the bits that are your fault.
What?
What
doesn't make any sense?
What bad crowd?
He meant Barrett.
Yeah!
Yeah.
No, but what did... What did you do?
Yeah. You should leave, he gestures the spoon to Sasha. The only innocent here
the only one who isn't culpable in this whole sordid mess.
All right. Grabs a bottle off the table and walks out.
Free yourself, person.
What? No, Sasha, come back. We just found you again.
I'm gonna have a nap.
Okay.
Okay, stay in the building, please.
Sleep well, alcoholic friend. Escape the tribulations of our existence.
Are there gargoyles on the roof?
Highs or lows?
Security, eh?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Loads.
Yeah, gonna go hang out with them.
Awesome.
Right. So.
I'm hungry.
What? There's food right there. There's loads on the table. Just eat some.
Oh, thanks. He starts to eat.
I didn't understand any of that.
No, but he does seem to have a connection with you and... What are the recent buildings?
None that I'm aware of. I've been away from the family for quite a while.
Howard.
What?
What do you... Be specific.
Like, specific. What do you specifically want to know?
What building, what happened, what tomb, when, why... And how?
So, right. There was me. There was the inside guy. I was the outside girl. And then there was the muscle. Okay.
Any names?
Those were their names.
Who, wait.
They called me Brains.
No, the inside guy? What did he look like?
Kind of looks at Hamid. Pretty similar to him, if I'm honest.
I think we found the context.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about a raid on the Tahan vaults and...
Yes!
And you were involved in that too?
I didn't want to be, did I? No. I just wanted to study my tunes, but no. Build a big bank on top of it, because that's fine.
Are you saying that the central Al-Tahan bank, where the meritocratic offices lie, is built on top of a tomb?
Yes!
You could have made that clearer!
I think I just did!
Whose tomb?
Okay, from the shouting, if... Sasha's going to climb in the window.
If Ridiculous I knew that, I wouldn't have had to go in to find out, would I?
Did you go in?
Sort of.
My understanding is you got interrupted halfway through trying to get
yes,
in.
Yes, a curse went off. Massive one. It's all my fault. Huge! Like, big... throbbing curse, it was awful.
The curses aren't physical. What do you mean?
Oh, do you know about curses, do you? Do you? Do you know about curses? Do you know about storms sweeping Cairo?
Roll Knowledge Arcana.
Feel free, everyone, to give me Knowledge Arcana, or even Knowledge Religion, I'll allow.
I'll roll Knowledge Religion.
I'm also going to join in on this one.
Another one! How is this
Helen's
happening?
My favourite.
Wait, and if it's local...
19 on Knowledge Arcana.
7.
20 on Knowledge Religion.
So, Knowledge Arcana, that's basically not how curses work.
Yeah, I know.
In terms of Knowledge Religion, you do know that anyone who'd have that kind of magical protection was probably really important, given like how it interacts with like history, etc. Sasha, I'm afraid you have no insight on this one.
No idea.
Helen, in fairness, curses are quite bad. And maybe that is how curses work. I mean, it's not like you've ever actually run into one before.
True.
So it's like, that's ridiculous. Actually, if I was going to make something that makes everything go wrong, that's how I'd do it. Holds together. Holds water.
Or sand.
Or sand, yeah. So, yeah, we all go in. It's all going great. And then the curse goes wrong and I doom all of Cairo. All of it.
But it's not your...
And the world.
If you didn't put the curse there, then it's not your fault.
Well, no, but I led them there. I, it's my job. I was meant to get past the
traps. I'd really like to hear this whole story from the beginning from someone sober.
Then get the insider, the muscle.
I think we've got the outsider.
Wait. Another reason to go and fetch your brother.
And maybe I'm
pretty sure he isn't Sasha... slams drink down. He isn't sober and he hasn't been in a long time.
You?
Pointing at Howard.
Yeah.
Lie down, sober up, and we'll deal with this later.
Friends.
He kind of reaches out to both Grizzop and Azu. He can't reach Sasha because she's sort of gone in the window. She's at the other end now.
Both psychologically and physically.
I don't deserve you, and I'm sorry of the fates that await you for helping me, but I will accept your help.
Just get on the sofa.
To the sofa! He stumbles out the room.
No, the sofa's here!
To the sofa! He stumbles back in and then upon the sofa.
Good night. Right, well,
now we need to go talk to your brother.
I agree. He may also not be in the best state. He hasn't been in the best state for a while.
Let's check.
My friends, I understand that we disagree fundamentally on what should happen next. And I absolutely understand that my brother should face consequences for what he's done.
Good start.
But my father has already taken these steps, and they are difficult to reverse.
But not impossible.
And if your father's made a mistake, then he should also reap the consequences. As should you, Hammett.
Yeah, there is a crime for misinforming the police. So it's fun, because it means that if you try and get people off, that gets you on. Who knew? Not that I would know.
And it looks like your father has previous. He just couldn't find a way out this time, could he? A clean one. One that could be solved with money.
If we are going to continue to work together, we need to find a compromise.
No. This is not a compromise situation. We have a divine mandate to make sure that justice is done. So if you want to argue, take it upstairs.
Justice cannot be done without the truth.
Will you at least agree to find out the full circumstances of what happened before taking further steps? That is all I would like to ask you to do at this point.
Very well. More information cannot hurt.
Yeah. We'll listen to him.
And then perhaps we can track down the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now, the pack ain't just your family. It's your community and it's society, all right? And honestly, I'm starting to think of your family as a threat.
Yeah, mate. Them and Barrett, it turns out...
Not so different.
They were all along. All along. I shouldn't be surprised, really. I thought I'd escaped, but I was with them all along. That's why he gave you the ring, isn't it?
What?
All along.
No, Sasha, no.
Looks like you're reaping what you sow. So let's go talk to your brother and find out the truth.
As it goes to the door and opens it and says,
shall we?
I'm just asking...
Move.
Fine.
So the party heads upstairs to Salah?
I think so.
Yeah, is Sasha coming?
Yeah, stumbling along.
So the audience is here.
Yeah.
from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
So,
great.
You all head up to Saleh's room, presumably. Mm-hmm. Give me a perception check.
Oh, dear.
All of you.
Oh, God. Ooh, natural 20.
I wonder what I'll get.
God, yeah, it's gone.
A natural 20!
It's because you moaned. I thought I'd give you the natural 20 to throw you off.
I only rolled an 8, but that works out as a 20!
All right, so that's 26 in total.
27 in total.
27 in total.
And what did you get, Sasha?
I got 20 in total. Drunken Sasha can only perceive more than Bertie
Drunken
would ever
Sasha
see.
Doesn't hear, but everyone else does hear. Salah's in his room, and you hear him really quietly just muttering to himself, it's all my fault. It's all my fault. It's all my fault.
Can someone be cursed to think everything in the world is their fault?
No, I think he just realised it is his fault.
Oh, it's all my fault.
But then the other guy, maybe it's his fault. I mean, there's loads.
I think it's probably both of their faults.
It's all my fault. And the other two.
And Barrett.
Yes, often his fault.
And apparently the Tahans. Building in a tomb.
I wonder if it's my fault. I mean, I didn't do anything I wasn't supposed to, but...
Salah opens the door, having heard you, and
maybe it's everyone's
is basically
fault.
Facing all of you in the corridor.
Is it your fault?
No.
All right, that's good to know.
Salah, would you join us in the dining room, please?
Sure. He basically steps out and starts heading to the dining room.
All right, fine.
Arms down. Right. In fact, let's give him a sense motive. He is moderately okay at reading the room. He goes quietly down to the dining room.
Is he aware of the two individuals with divine symbology plastered all over him?
He's aware.
There's one guy unconscious in the corner. So a lady giggling to herself over a bottle of wine in the corner.
Salah enters the dining room, sees Howard asleep on the sofa, facing the wall. Who's he?
The brain.
A friend of yours?
What?
Perhaps.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
He goes over and sort of pulls Howard over. Howard just got to sleep. Turns over, sees him in the eye. You!
Oh, my word.
Howard then, like, grabs you and goes, what did you do? It's all our fault! It's all our fault! Okay. And then, bizarrely, they just start... I'm not going to just RP this, because it's, again, NPCs talking to one another. They just start...
What, in sync?
Like, yes. That's the best way of describing it. They just start riffing off one another how it's their fault. However, they're sort of almost fighting for it to be one of their fault.
Detect magic.
Yes, good idea. Ah.
There is a magical aura around both of them.
Hmm.
Guys, I think there's some sort of curse on them.
It's an enchantment.
Hmm.
Like, genuinely, it looks like they've been...
From a necromantic school.
They've probably been cursed in some way.
What?
I can't... I don't know how to do that.
Right, so I've got this! And I'll cast Lesser Restoration, which only does attribute damage, healing. But yeah, so I mutter something, bang my breastplate, and point at Salah.
He sort of staggers for a moment. He seems to almost sober up for a moment. And then he just drops right back down again to where he was before.
Ah, no luck.
Well, if they're under an enchantment, then... We must find...
Of course it's an enchantment. This is Howard. We're all under an enchantment. It's the curse. I told you it's the curse.
In fairness, maybe we should have given...
The curse!
His talk about the curse more...
It's destroying the very fabric of your life. Look at it tearing you apart.
Actually,
more just quietly going...
So what we need is like a strong magic user, right? And we were planning to go see Apophis, weren't we? So let's go do that.
I mean, I don't think...
Two birds, one stone, right?
Office with this is going to end well.
Well, we also need to visit them about Sasha.
Yes, absolutely.
So we've got a lot of business with Apophis.
Maybe
through your sister. You know, the connection. Yes, rich and powerful.
I agree, we should be going to see Apophis. I don't think Apophis is going to react well to us going, can you remove a curse off these two people? We can just go into town and buy a wand of remove curse.
I suppose if we have the money.
Do
you have the money?
Probably. I don't know how much one costs.
Well, Azu, you know for a fact that at the Temple of Aphrodite, they'd remove curse without charging because it's an affliction that could spread throughout the population.
I know who can help.
Oh, yeah?
Erin Fairhands.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
I mean, that sounds a better option than bothering Apophis.
Well, then let's go there immediately.
Right.
I've forgotten. It's so long ago.
I thought I'd let it hang as long as I could. Oh, you think that's long ago? I'm punishing these guys with backstory from 2015.
Yeah.
So it's monstrous, because he's the one taking notes.
So, in that case then, I'm happy to just skip to Temple of Aphrodite, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I mean, I assume that we put maybe... Like, we still hold up the delivery.
Oh, of course. Delivery.
Put a blanket over Salah and Hamid. And was like, oh, delivery again. Yeah. Delivery. Oh, paparazzi here. Delivery.
You will all be freed from the curse one day, though we do not know when that is.
He's what we're delivering.
Would it be morally wrong to gag him?
It's all I deserve. Salah gives a hooded nod.
Fine.
Oh, this... Get a rag and stuff it in his mouth.
You don't need to. He snatches it off, you stuffs it in his own mouth, going, "Whoa!"
This might be the curse.
Okay.
Pushing on his butt, being like,
I'm going to skip ahead to Temple of Aphrodite.
Okay.
You enter, and Erin Fairhands. You know what? Let's open this with a scene. So you enter and you head through to the main hall, which is used for mass healings, basically. Yes. They're not often done, but they are done sometimes. And you literally, you're able to just show people straight through. Obviously, you're with the you've been with the temple,
pink.
And yeah, like, it's obvious. So you go in, no problems. And effectively, you're told that he's finishing a mass healing. You enter into the main hall just as he finishes, and there's about 50 people in there. His hands are raised, and you're just seeing the end of a massive healing spell over all of them. And then he just lowers his hands and goes, "Children of Aphrodite, you may go out into your lives safe in the knowledge that you have been healed."
Okay. High priest, high priest! It is I, Azu!
The twitch returns. Just slightly.
Your favourite!
Come on, you gotta say it with a straight face.
Gosh, what is she? She's not a novice anymore. What
disciple.
Is it? Yes. Your favourite disciple. I have found afflicted people who need your expert healing hands.
Watcher.
Hello again.
Yes, and my friends are here too.
He steps down from the stage as everyone's sort of milling around and everyone's sort of reaching out to touch him and thank him for his healing. It's quite fawning, but he sort of comes over.
I'm afraid I've already spoken to your companion. There's nothing that I can do short of an extremely risky procedure or...
Oh, no. And she pulls the blanket off the other two. They are under some kind of enchantment.
Do you have any evidence?
Of course there's no evidence!
He's still gagged!
Oh.
Well, I cast Detect Magic on them and... So, yes, I saw the enchantment sort of they're under.
Closes eyes, reaches out, mutters some arcane words and...
Oh.
Yes.
Divine words, Alex? He's a divine caster,
that's
not an arcane
very true.
Caster,
so. That's actually quite accurate.
Oh my god.
God.
Just saying. Now I've revealed
Do you even
that
D&D, bro?
It's really awkward because I wasn't going to reveal he was a Mystic Thurge this early, but... That's a super, super, like, unnecessarily obscure reference that, frankly, isn't even funny when you get it. It's a mechanics joke that isn't worth the joke. One person out there has gone, ha! And that's the best I'm getting.
No, I mean, I got it, but I didn't find it funny.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, maybe one person in the entire... Anyway.
They got a mild swell of satisfaction.
Yeah, recognition
of
that.
That's what we live for, Alex. That's what we live for.
They closed their Pathfinder supplement and went very good.
So, Fair Hands leads you to basically a quiet treatment room. Sits them down. Has a look at Howard first. I see. So...
If we could cast Neutralise Poison on them at the same time to sober them up, that'd be amazing. Thank you.
Could you please remove his vocal impediment?
Oh.
He stuffed it in his own mouth, so it's going to be
it
hard.
Out. As he pulls
it's
it
gross.
Out. She doesn't notice.
What is your name?
Howard.
And... tell me about this curse.
The curse, I'll tell you about the...
Okay, he just starts talking for about a minute.
That's why we put the gag in.
Fair Hands, hats off to him, just goes very calm and is listening and the most attentive listener ever regarding this curse.
I thank you. That curse must be so atrocious for you to bear. And knowing that you have caused all of these problems for the entire world, please wait for me whilst I try and make arrangements.
He Grizzop starts making gagging mimes.
He quietly gestures for all of you to sort of come over to the other side of the room.
Okay, I'll go, yeah.
Yeah.
You were right to bring him to me. I've heard of things similar to this. I'm going to attempt something. If it goes well, I should be able to help both of them. It would seem they're both under the same affliction as far as I can tell.
Do you know what it is, what it does? Have you seen it before?
I'll answer that question if the treatment works.
Sure.
He heads in.
But what if it goes wrong?
The worst that can happen is nothing happens.
Oh, all right. Fantastic.
When I was talking about great. High risk, that's not what we're dealing with here. This is basically I've got nothing to lose.
Skip to the end.
Artemis, they're always the same.
Goes into the room, reaches out, places.
But I wouldn't melt, mate.
One hand on Howard and one hand on Salah.
I would wish to commiserate with both of you regarding this horrible curse. They all sort of lean in.
Fair Hands begins chanting again in divine speak.
Good.
Celestial for those of you that can speak it, but begins, yeah, chanting and performing this spell. The room fills with white light. It's quite flashy, but it is also really high level. Like, Azu, you know this, so, you know, it's not so much someone doing it for effect as actually this is how it functions.
Azu's super impressed, by the way.
Of course.
Like, it's like watching a musician that you really
skills
like.
Skills crush.
Oh, absolutely.
Grizzop is arms crossed, foot tapping. Ugh.
Anyway, the spell takes about 60 seconds total. Then Fairhands removes the hands and stands there, arms clasped. And both Saleh and Howard sort of sit up straight. Like, it's like they've gone from drunk to sober, never mind anything else. Howard's gone quiet, and that kind of ridiculous, ludicrous mannerisms that he'd been adopting are gone. And they just sort of look to one another and look back. So tell me about this curse, Fairhand says. Howard pipes up first. Wow. I thought it was my fault. Saleh kind of brightens up as well. What do you mean? Yeah, wow, Fairhands just turns around and goes, you have the room. I think you'll find them both significantly more conducive and probably in far greater command of the facts. This is not my concern.
Thank you so much.
Don't thank me. This is what the temple is for.
All right, and I'm going to kind of try and push my way forward. I'm very small, so I'll weave through, point at Saleh and go,
you did a murder, your dad's taking the fall for it, what are you going to do?
Saleh, who's had that sort of moment of brightness, it kind of drops again and he goes, oh, that's... No, I didn't. I really, really didn't. And I'm going to end the episode there.
Wow. We nearly broke up for nothing.
No,
we still
learned. Because we thought it was true.
Yeah. Still learned things about Hammond.
The fact that it's not true does not change the way that Hammond thought it was right to deal with it.
I'm going to be honest. There was a solid chance you'd never have figured any of this out, and that would have been really awkward for me. I'd have made it work, but it would have been really awkward for me. Oh, thank goodness for Howard. And you were all like, oh, he's a drunken fool.
I wasn't.
Well, no, I'm basically...
I saw his inherent worth.
Well, that big glowing sign that said plot above his head. Yeah. Well, thanks for following me through this awfulness.
Yay.
Hopefully we can start looking at some
Why
bright
can't
sides.
We have nice things, Alex?
You have to earn them. Bye,
he's
guys.
Got a nice
Bye.
Thing.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hello friends, Helen here, voice of Azu in Rusty Quill Gaming. I'd like to tell you about another Rusty Quill podcast, Stella Firma. Stella Firma is a semi-improvised sci-fi comedy about clones, snarky AI, assorted slimes, badly designed planets, and the many dangers of office life. We've all been there, eh? It features our own Ben Meredith in a lead role alongside the agent of chaos, that is his brother, Tim Meredith. Tune in to the misadventures of David Seven, played by Ben, and Trexel Geistman, played by Tim, by searching for Stella Firma wherever you listen to your podcasts, or by visiting www.rustyquill.com/Stella Firma. That's STELLARFIRMA. That's all from me, and remember, Aphrodite loves you.